This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, another moment of truth, or moments in the plural. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. A moment of silence last week because Michael was not with us, so we held him in high esteem. Kevin Casey, who is the executive vice president of Talkers, did a fine job, but he's not you. And so here we are to embrace the stories, the research that's done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the stories listed every week, including this week, the week of September 11th to the 15th, at talkers.com. Also, you can find it at gooddayshow.com. So, Michael, we're glad to have you back, so perhaps we can have a singing session later in the hour.
Well, that would be exciting. That would be all very right. Exciting, and I'm ready to roll. Meantime,
I don't know if I can keep up with you, though. We could sing a duet.
We didn't say you were going to sing. You just said I was going to sing.
Yeah.
You don't have to, I don't understand. Well, when did we become a duo?
Oh, that's it. What would we call ourselves if we were a duo?
I mean, I was
Mike
I was
and Doug. Mike and Ike.
I was a member of many, many groups and many organizations musically before I went into radio. I was in the Dave Clark Six. I was in the Chad Mitchell Quartet. I was in the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Michael Harrison. I've Peter, Paul, Mary, and Mike.
That's the best one. Peter, Paul, Mary, and Mike.
There was John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Michael Harrison.
I gave
it all up for you to be on this show. I mean, my goodness gracious. Let's do the stories.
The fire, please.
At number 10, we have the UAW strike. At number 9, we had the anniversary of 9/11. It was the 22nd anniversary, which is a mind-boggling thought. At number 8, the Google antitrust suit, which is fascinating to say the least. The meeting between Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin came in at number 7. The U.S.-Iran prisoner swap at 6. The migrant crisis is 5. Number 4, we have a wide array of things under the dual umbrellas of the Trump legal battles. And the 2024 presidential race. Number 3, Hunter Biden indicted, and all kinds of Hunter Biden stuff. Number 2, President Biden, that's Joe, the father's low approval ratings. And at number 1, the Biden impeachment inquiry. It's an interesting array of stories.
A race toward the bottom. Here we are in America. That's Mitt Romney highlighted that this week. Go ahead with the people listening. We can talk about that.
You know, it shows you the state of affairs when Mitt Romney becomes the wise elder statesman.
I think he's fabulous. I've always thought he was fabulous, frankly. I've always been a fan.
He
did a great job when he was the governor of our state.
Yeah,
he was very good.
He was a good governor. And I don't know if you were in attendance. We once had one of those Talkers Radio Rows at the New Hampshire primary the night before. It used to be a tradition every 4 years.
Yeah.
And we met Mitt Romney. As a matter of fact, back in those days, we were a full-color print magazine. He was on the cover of Talkers, reading Talkers.
Yeah.
And he is, although politicians know how to do this, he was extremely personable.
Yep.
He was a nice fellow.
And interestingly enough, his father, speaking about one of the big stories this week as we get into the weekend, the strike of the auto workers, his father was the president of American Motors.
Yep.
Which was the Jeep, the original manufacturers of the Jeep, those little Nash Ramblers.
Yeah, the Ramblers.
Remember those?
American Motors for a while was one of the big four.
It was.
There was Ford, Chrysler,
General Motors and American
Motors.
Motors,
of course, and American Motors.
Yeah.
And they, the Metropolitan was,
yes.
Folks, if you don't remember the Metropolitan or you were born too recently, check out the Metropolitan was the first compact car, and it looked so funny in its day. And
so did the Rat and the Nash, that little Nash. Remember Superman used to drive that little car? It was a Nash.
Are you talking about George Reeves?
Yeah.
That was his car.
Yeah.
He drove his own car.
Yeah.
That show was so cheesy and yet so monumental that he drove his own car. It was I don't know what it was, but it was one of those 1950s sports car convertibles.
Yeah. It was an American Motors car.
I'll tell you a car that was so ahead of its time it looked ridiculous and it was not considered a good-looking car. And now when you see them, they're absolutely stunning, was the Studebaker.
Oh, great cars. Studebaker trucks, they're great.
Do they still make Studebaker trucks in the farm world?
No. But it was a good farm truck. Yeah,
I see.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Right. Let's do the people. Aforementioned Mitt Romney's 10. We should move him up to 5 after all the talk we've just done with him on all these hundred stations. Mitt Romney at 10, Kim Jong Un, Vladimir Putin tied at 9, Ron DeSantis 8, Mike Pence and Nikki Haley at 7, Mark Meadows at 6, Tanya Chutkin at 5. She's a judge. Number 4, Donald Trump. Number 3, Kevin McCarthy. Number 2, Hunter Biden. And number 1, Joe Biden. So here we are, the post 9/11, post Labor Day, into the fall. Here we go.
Maybe because of the way I handled it, and I don't mean this to sound like, oh, Doug, he's so fabulous, but the September 11th thing always gets to me. And I spent most of the program doing the Good Day Show on Monday, focused on what Monday was all about, the anniversary of September 11th. And what we were doing and how it, it got away from some of the nuance and the innuendo, but more to the families and the impact of this thing as we hear 20-some-odd years later.
22.
Look at it. 22 later. Yeah, 22 years after the fact. I still get chills when I think about the guy who was the pilot of American 11 that went into the first tower. He was somebody I knew. He was a farmer. His family still farms in Massachusetts up in the Draycott area. And he was a tough, he's a little Polish guy named Joganowski, tough as nails, had a crew cut. And I can't imagine, he loved flying. And he had gotten enough seniority. He'd been with American 31 years. And he had seniority, the Boston, L.A., trip is among the best, so he did it every 4 days. He got on the plane and flew to Los Angeles and came back again. And who would have thought on that morning when he was here, he's a happy guy. He would go up and down the aisle and talk to the people in the plane, you know, like the old pilots did. It was really something to behold. So it means something a little more. Everybody's got their stories about September 11th, no question about that. Where they were, I was on the air. Remember that? I was on the air for 4 extra hours that morning. Roberta Fasanelli and I, it was 8:46, and we were about done with that hour. And Roberta, who is in New York, is looking at her television, the local TV channel, NBC channel, and she says, oh, look at this. Some little plane just crashed into the side of the World
Trade
Center.
Little plane. That's what, I remember thinking that, too, that it couldn't be a major airliner. You know, so like a small private plane.
Yeah, right. But then when you see the replay, and that was one of the things, it disgusts me, but yet I think it's good for remembrance, the huge explosion, because the reason they picked these two planes was they were not in New York, because they didn't think they could get off the ground and get high enough to get to the towers if they took off from New York. So they chose the two morning flights to Los Angeles, where there would be the most fuel, that are flying from Boston to L.A., both United and American. That's why they chose the planes, because they had the most fuel in them. And when you see the fireballs that were created when those planes blew up as they hit the buildings, they had figured this out. They had studied it. They knew that not only would it be a huge fireball and create on many, many floors an incineration feeling that, you know, it would burn everybody up. But the fuel dripped down the building. It drained down through the building. It kept burning. As the fuel went down, so did the fire go down. So they had thought this out. These bastards, man, I'll tell you, and we still are friends with the Saudis. How that became, that was a subtext. I just can't stand the Saudi government. It's, just the fact that we are cozy with them after this, ugh, disgusting. Anyway.
Well, yeah.
I should stop now, right?
No, I'm just not going to interrupt you.
Okay.
You know, let you work that out because it's, you know, you're saying important things, and a lot of people obviously hold the same kind of emotional, historical view of it, including me. I mean, you know, in the media we talk about anniversaries and the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, yeah. The 40, 50 is a big one. You know, this was 22, and a lot of people thought that it's not going to be that big a deal this year because
it is.
Yeah, but it is a big deal every year.
Yep.
But
yep.
Then, you know, how do you rank these atrocities in human history? You know, when do we stop talking about the Day of Infamy, when the Japanese destroyed all those lives and ships in Pearl Harbor and the human history is brutal. What?
Yeah, but the value structure. You're going to think this is maybe from left field, but I'm going to give you an example of how crazy we are. A friend of mine passed away a couple of years ago, and there was a car that was connected to the late, I don't know, Eva Braun was never Hitler's wife, but apparently it was, the rumor is, and I never heard this from him, but the rumor from other people was that the Mercedes that she drove around in was purchased by this fellow and sold at auction for $5.7 million. Now, I don't know if all of that is true, but think about it. A car that was driven, had Eva Braun associated with it, had that much value. And, you know, you think about some of the other things that have affected us negatively, our country negatively, and yet they're valued. I just think that's an awful statement, frankly. Why is it that they have value? Huh?
That's collectibles, you know. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, right. Okay, we'll pause. 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
All right, team. Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
About this event. And Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, continuing with this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen, going through some of the ancillary stories, the ideas, the thoughts. They come from the list that's prepared every week by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. The idea is to try to parse some of the events and take apart some of the things, the ways they have been discussed on the air by various hosts. I had the opportunity to listen as the strike was about to begin. And one of the ideas, and I guess I would have thought, I don't know if I would have thought about it this way or not. I don't generally think of race, but as this person pointed out, most all of the pictures from the UAW strikers are of black strikers, black women, black men. Now, granted, a lot of the people who live in Detroit are black, and there are a lot of workers that are black, but I thought it was interesting that if you look around, just Google strikers and see if this doesn't come across as being an interesting anecdote. Why? I don't know. I'm not drawing a conclusion. I'm just stating a fact of what I've seen has been mostly pictures of black strikers that are UAW members who are on strike. So take it for what it's worth, my observation. I think that there's a problem because the same thing is an issue here as with the writer's strike. One wonders if that ever gets settled in this circumstance. It's kind of a conundrum because, Michael, if you stay on strike for a long time, these people are going to find that their jobs are gone. Robots. The robots that are in the auto industry, you think AI is taking over the writers, go walk through a plant and see what's being done there now versus what was basically how cars were made. They were all human. Every hands were on every bit of the car when I was working at the GM plant back in the 60s. Hardly any human hands touch the car now. It's all robots.
And well,
so
I would
what
assume,
are these people going?
I don't know. I don't know what the correlation between the current workers in the auto industry, particularly in the the industrial part of it, the building of cars, the plant workers. I don't know what the correlation between them and the advance of automation and robots happens to be. Maybe these people have the kinds of jobs that will be around for a while. Otherwise, they would have a leg to stand on in a strike like this. And obviously they do. But you bring up a good question. You know, there's a lot of things that you bring up. What is the state of the American labor movement? That's the big umbrella question. What is the state, labor? Well, labor, organized labor itself, the American middle class.
It's messy stuff. This is messy.
Very difficult. Well, strikes have a history of being very disruptive. They're disruptive in the life of the workers. They're destructive in the life of the management and the customers, people who buy the products. It's tough. But the American labor movement still exists. A lot of people think, unions are over. No, hardly. The unions
are very, that's not true.
Very powerful. Right. And in some cases, the unions do a very good job. And in some cases, the unions are not realistic in terms of what it takes to run industry. And the average person doesn't know. I don't know.
Can a case be made for union membership bringing, sort of changing the equality grid because they try to find and are able, successful? I mean, certainly from the beginning, labor unions were brought around to deal with the inequities that labor people had to deal with. So something to continue to think about here.
Yeah, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. It's important.
Good idea.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. They had months to agree on a new contract and no dice. United Auto Workers are officially on strike as of midnight last night against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis in a labor strike that could cost billions in lost economic activity. UAW President Sean Fain.
Good evening, UAW family. I'm going to be brief because time's of the essence. For the past 24 hours, we've been actively bargaining with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. For the first time in our union's history, we had all three companies bargaining right here at the Solidarity House, leading into the final hours of our strike deadline. We've been working hard, trying to reach a deal.
A new study from Gallup and Walton Family Foundation revealed Generation Z, those between the ages of 12 and 26, least trust the presidency, the news, and Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day. I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Lots of ground to cover here in the time that we have remaining. Brought to us, in fact, by the folks in Las Vegas. Well, they're not actually. Their headquarters, 541 Travel, not headquartered in Las Vegas. They do this in a number of different communities, but the one that seems to be impacting our listeners to this point are the two free nights, the opportunity to get two free nights in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-3684. So if you would like to take advantage of that, there are operators standing by. Every time I mention this, always 10 operators take the first 10 callers and spend some time with them. So if you're caller number 11, you'll have to wait or you call back later. But take advantage of that right now. 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684 for two free nights in Las Vegas. Always something going on there. You might want to stay away from the MGM thing with all that. Do you realize what a fiasco that is, Michael? The whole business of just complicated by technology. The whole reservation system at the MGM properties is down. So people go in and say, I have a reservation. Yeah, we can't find it. It's because somebody's holding up MGM for ransom.
Yeah, well, it's very scary vulnerable we are now on so many major levels with just a little flick of the wrist here and a pressing of a button there, and the whole structure comes down, the electric grid, the computer systems. We're very dependent on computers.
Way too much. Yeah, we sure are.
We have to create, going forward, a backup system, an analog redundancy system. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that,
yeah, I do.
So that we're not completely dependent on all this modern technology.
It sort of goes back to our conversation that we were having a few minutes ago about the situation, the unions and the UAW and the car manufacturers and that sort of thing, because, as you've just suggested, technology is taking over every facet of our lives. Mm-hmm. And we remember the old song, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, we don't have to do anything, take a pill. That's kind of, we're a little ahead of schedule, if that is the thing, because
we're just vulnerable. We're very vulnerable. It's very easy to take everything out. So, who knows, some fuse burst or whatever, I don't know, and all of a sudden all the MGM properties are in chaos. If there were to be a war, I hate even putting this into the universe, but we have to talk about reality. If there were to be a war, our images of, ground troops, even the Ukrainian-Russian war, of soldiers in the field with guns and shooting and running and taking hills and all that is so antiquated. The war will be computers against computers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it'll probably last about a day.
If
the chips are on the line, if it wasn't, military industrial complex BS, if it was a real war, strike and get it done, it'd be very quick,
The Secretary of the Air Force this week said we should be smartening up because China is preparing. All signs point to them wanting to go to war with us or planning to go to war with us. And I think about what you just said and think about what is to be gained by mutual destruction. They'll have nothing. We'll have nothing. So what is the, what's the point?
I don't see the Chinese planning to go to war with us. They've been at war with us in this modern context now for decades.
And they've taken it. They were smart enough to figure us out. So their war has been economic. And we the sucker play, stupid as we are, to keep buying this crap from there and having our companies go over and make everything from Caterpillar excavators to the pills that we take for COVID. This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous when you think about it. But,
it really is.
But I think that consciousness has been raised about this in the United States.
And I think
that we're on our way out of it. I don't think we can just pull out of that relationship without real economic
hardship. There's more and more
stuff
coming back.
But I don't believe that the Chinese are planning on blowing us up or having war with us in the same way.
Serve them.
When you and I were kids, we used to worry about Russia, coming here with troops. Khrushchev was banging his shoe at the UN. "We will bury you." "We will bury you" was taken out of context. He meant our economy will bury yours.
Yeah. Remember, we used to have those civil defense drills and go to the boiler room of the school when we were in elementary school. We went and we'd hide underneath the stairway. Or we'd go to the boiler room because that was going to protect us in case of a nuclear.
People were building bomb shelters in their backyard. There's still some of them out there.
They're still there.
But we had this thing called duck and cover, where you were taught to go under your little desk and cover your head.
Good for that.
The irony is we're more vulnerable to a nuclear attack or incident now than we were then. But we're sort of more used to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of COVID, the state of Florida has recommended that residents under the age of 65 do not use the COVID vaccine. Interesting, the governor has accused the feds of using people as guinea pigs. I don't know that I'd go as far as to say they're guinea pigs, but I think, and I'm not a fan of his, but I will tell you that I think that's good advice. I think that there are so many questions now, and you see how badly, if you look at the surveys this week, how many people have said, you know, I think I'll just skip it. Like 14% of those surveyed said they'd get the shots, and the TV is all full of radio of ads for Moderna and Pfizer. Get the shots, the newest shots, get them now. People aren't buying that at all, frankly. So it'll be interesting to see where that all shakes
people
out.
People are frightened and they're skeptical. You know.
Mm.
I mean, the whole COVID thing, are we done with it? Is there more to it? Are there consequences to what, if you've had it? I mean, you know, are there ticking time bombs in us? So all these things people are concerned about. And, you know, not having attended medical school, I tried to know the limits of my knowledge. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a consumer and a layman when it comes to this, concerned about myself and my family, my friends, and all of us. And it's one big mystery, isn't it?
Sure is. Okay, I want to spend a moment or two talking about last week. We were the first, I think, nationally to play your new song from Gun Hill Road. Mm-hmm. And no, it wasn't last week because you weren't here last week. It was 2 weeks ago. And so we were just talking off the air about this video that has surfaced called My Friend is Going Away. You can see the video at myfriendisgoingaway.com. Give us just a bit on this and why people would be interested, intrigued to see. What do they take away with this video?
Well, you were talking before about 9/11, and I you know, thanks for bringing it up. I wasn't even going to mention it on the air, but Gun Hill Road, the long-term rock band that I'm a member of, we took one of our songs called My Friend is Going Away, which is really a very emotional song, performed by Brian Coonan, who's one of our members of the four of us. And we turned it into a kind of a tribute, because you were talking before about 9/11, and 9/11 was one of the top 10 topics this week. But it doesn't say 9/11 in the words at all. It just fits the artificial intelligence generated images that we've created that have a very optimistic and hopeful view of 9/11. It doesn't dwell on the destruction and the planes hitting the buildings and the falling down, but rather the rebirth of America and the spirit of love between people. I can't really describe it any more than that. The song speaks for itself. But if anybody would like to see it, I'd love for them to. And it's called My Friend is Going Away, and you can see it at myfriendisgoingaway.com. It's, you know, 4-minute video, music video, and very, very poignant. Myfriendisgoingaway.com. Thanks.
There it is. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, continuing with a focus on who's in the MH interview, and also an interview I did this week on the Good Day program with someone, a young lady who has lots to say about a topic that is maybe one of the most, it's certainly in the top five. It's a social problem that we are not doing a good job dealing with. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the countdown. Let me remind you about the last weekend of the sale, the Labor Day sale from Calitrin on their weight loss product over this weekend. Next week it'll be, you know, still the greatest way for you to lose weight, no question about that, but it may be more to your advantage economically. If you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin right now, take advantage of the biggest sale they have all year, every year. They have different ways promotionally to get into the Calitrin routine, if you will, which is an all-natural way for you to lose weight and to keep it off. So with all the ingredients, 27 years experience, all the science, look at the website and see that this is the best way. You'll be convinced it's the best way to lose weight and keep it off. So check it all out and take advantage of the sale. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out. No shipping costs involved. And you also get the entree to the biggest sale of the year. And the most important thing to know about Calitrin is it will work or your money back. Check it out. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow, and then...
Springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Six and change at the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So this week on the MH interview, you interview a radio personality named Rick Smith.
Right.
Why your intrigue with him? Why
number 100 on the Talkers Heavy 100? Rick Smith. He's kind of a hybrid. He's on commercial stations, he's on public stations, and he has a wide footprint on alternative media as well as regular radio. He is a left-of-center, independent, pro-labor. He says, no red hats, no blue hats, I'm a hard hat. He's a 30-year Teamster truck driver, and he takes the position of labor. He thinks the most important thing affecting the American culture and economy is to support the working class, the working person, and he does a good job of it. Very interesting conversation about the state of the American labor movement, and it couldn't come at a better time.
Appropriate. Right.
I got lucky with that one because I did the interview right before I knew that there was going to be the strike.
Yep.
So I can't
so
say
MHinterview.com.
MHinterview.com.
Or Talkers. You can find it at Talkers.com as well. Where you also can find the story of this young 13-year-old who was 10 when she started getting bullied, and so she took it upon herself with her family's help to make a difference. So that story is also part of what you can read at Talkers.com at the Talkers Magazine this week. I had her on the Good Day program. She has a powerful message, and she presents it well.
Yeah, yeah. Bullying is a terrible, terrible psychological problem for our children, and the advance of social media has made it even more pervasive in their lives.
Yep.
That's why we have so much teenage depression, suicide, and violence.
No, yeah.
Not good.
Divisive. The devices are divisive.
And what's amazing is it's not just boys that do it. Girls can be terribly mean to each other.
Oh,
that's why the whole mean girls
yep.
is a theme that really is applicable to so many people's lives.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the more time we spend on social issues like that, like I'm looking at the story list this week, and we have all hardcore things because that's the nature of much of what is our news talk radio world. But there is there's other stuff going on right below the surface of the top 10, and this is one of those subjects. So check it out at talkers.com. You can read a lot about her there as well. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here at 10 minutes before the hour on this week's Countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is some oldie, oldie, goody, goldie from a rusty rack of old themes. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments. So we've gone back to Lost in Space. June Lockhart, Guy Madison, Billy Mummy. All right, so what do you have for us, Chucker, in that department?
That show actually, this day in TV history, Lost in Space, September 15th, 1965, premiered on television. I don't know what network it premiered on.
It was on
but
CBS.
I do remember vividly. That's one of the shows I discovered after school. I used to watch it all the time.
You watched Lassie, when the precursor for June Lockhart, for 7, 8, maybe 9 years, from the late 50s until this show started. She was the mom. She always played the mother. So she was the mom on Lassie. And that show.
I remember the actor Jonathan Harris playing Dr. Smith.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's always a turncoat. He played that role extremely well, the robot. No. Named Robbie the Robot. Billy Bobby,
was told,
Bill Robin.
June Lockhart said that the guy's name? The doctor.
Jonathan Harris.
Exactly like that in real life. He wasn't acting. He was exactly
very eccentric.
Like that. Yeah, very, very much.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we have coming out that's new this weekend?
A Haunting in Venice, Kenneth Branagh's new movie in the...
what do we make? Is that a horror?
They tweak it toward horror a little bit. He plays the character of Detective Perrault. The last two films just performed very well.
It's that third one.
The third one is getting very good reviews, and it's expected to be the number one film at the box office. Another piece of box office news, Taylor Swift's concert film has now sold $65 million in pre-sale tickets, so it should do right around $100 million when it opens mid-October. I guess she could do no wrong, Doug.
No.
And let's be honest, it was not. They spent no money on marketing. It was a simple announcement.
Announcement
on social media. So that take, which will be, I believe, 65% to her in her entity. Out of a $100 million opening, will probably be $65 million with really no money in terms of marketing.
Well, they don't have to, and it's all about. It doesn't cost her anything. They just edited the film from all of the from this tour that she's.
Well, that was shot. That cost. You have to have a good production crew and editing team to shoot and edit. It is basically a doc concert.
So
there is an art to it.
Yeah, let's go back to the Perrault movie, Agatha Christie movie. So I saw the trailer for it, and I thought to myself, do I really want, because I don't like scary stuff. I love the Agatha Christie stuff, a murder on the, those things are great, but this one looks a little too...
Well, I don't think it's going to be like Saw 10 scary, but you should be okay.
I think so.
Relax. Yeah.
Meryl Streep. And the third Mamma Mia movie.
Apparently, well, they had an interview with Amanda Seyfried, and they speculated. Well, like she says, I'm not sure. It depends if the studio's willing to pay the salaries that will last for a year. It's a third installment. The first two were very popular. I think very entertaining, too. I'm sure the studio would love to do it. The question is, again, in terms of, and that's the biggest issue in the industry, is how much you want to spend to produce the movie and think you can get back the return you want. Ultimately, I think they'd like to do it. Yesterday broke that the studios and writers will go back to the table and talk
this upcoming week.
Yeah. Hopefully they settle. It's gone on too long. Bill Maher's the latest person going back, bringing a show back without writers, taking a tremendous amount of heat. Drew Barrymore and a bunch of the daytime talk shows have gone back. They've taken some heat. He seems to be taking a lot of heat. But hopefully it ends before November.
Get it done. Amanda Seyfried said, I dare you to show me one person who doesn't want a third Mamma Mia. That was cute. All right, Chucker, we'll get the results of the weekend when we talk on Monday here on Good Day.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistency, all over Febreze car clips right on your pit. My car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right. Yeah, breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.